Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Back pain is the number one reason that people miss work. It's the number one reason that people go to their doctors, their orthopods, anything, is because of back pain. It's prevalent. There are so many reasons for it. It can be something as, you know, complex and severe that you need surgery, and it can be something just, you know, that there's limiting factors and weak muscles and imbalanced muscles in your core. Well, today we are talking about preventing back pain with physical activity. My guest is Dr. David Hanscom. He's Seattle's leading orthopedic spine surgeon. He is also a salvage surgeon and operates only as a last resort. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hanscom. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you so much. So let's talk about back pain. To keep your back healthy and strong doesn't always mean that you won't get back pain. But there are things that you can do that will at least, you know, help prevent it from the normal aches and pains. So let's speak about preventing back pain.
Well, I think the number one thing is avoiding repetitive bending over at the waist. And you can bend as long as you support your upper body. But what happens, you have the disc in the front part of your spine. You have two facet joints in the back. When you're standing upright, the two joints in the back are locked. The disc is a solid cushion, and your back is very, very strong when your back is arched. You can lift almost anything you want. So I allow people to lift a lot of weight close to the body with a straight back. I would rather have them lift a lot of weight close to the body than pick up the newspaper wrong. So it's how you lift makes a huge difference.
Okay, now when people say, how do I lift? And you know, I'm an exercise physiologist. I work on this thing, on these things with people every single day, Dr. Hanscom. But when people say, how do I lift properly? But if I bend my knees, then I'm putting my knees, you know, in jeopardy. Give us perfect bending technique.
Well, I think you have to bend your knees. I mean, I think that the second thing I do is to put people into the gym. I essentially have every one of my patients, both surgical and non-surgical, in the gym lifting weights probably 3 to 4 hours per week. And I think it's really critical to become incredibly strong, because obviously the more strength you have, the less stress you have on your body parts. So I think strengthening your legs is a huge part of the deal, also the pelvic girdle.
Okay, and the pelvic girdle, you know, with exercises, pelvic tilts and pelvic lifts, and some of these exercises people don't always want to do because they say, oh, well, that's too easy. You know, that's not doing anything. But it really is by strengthening that pelvic girdle. And what about isometric exercises to do just that as well?
Yeah, isometrics work very well. In fact, the most efficient way, as you well know, to increase muscle strength is isometrics. I can't do it because I get too bored. But you know, as far as the effectiveness of strengthening, why isometrics are great.
Now, what about posture? What role does posture play in back pain?
Well, again, I think that the more upright you stand, the body has a nice curve to it. So if your chest is balanced over your pelvis, then there's very, very little stress on the muscles around the spine. Again, the facet joints are locked in place. Your discs are having a good hydraulic effect. And I think posture is, I mean, to me, posture and biomechanics are number one. The strengthening is number two. Then the flexibility is number three.
So posture and biomechanics being number one, speaking of biomechanics, Dr. Hanscom, people sit at computers now all day.
Right.
And then when you get up, if you've ever been somebody who's been active, as you and I have, and then you find yourself sitting, and you get up after a little while, and you're stiff. So should we be sitting differently? What about people sitting on balls at offices or these ergonomic chairs that we see? Speak about that sitting problem, because that's contributing to a lot of this.
You know, you probably have more expertise in that than I do. I mean, I generally take an approach that if it doesn't hurt, it's fine. I don't really have an honest answer. I personally like to keep my lumbar lordosis, keep my arch to my back, try to sit up straight. Make sure some people do like the stools where they're kneeling with their back arched. In general, I think that avoiding a slouched posture is key, and whatever way you can do that really is helpful.
Now, there's so many products on the market to relieve or prevent back pain. You know, how do we know which of the ones, like, you know, the different kinds of creams that are out there and the different kinds of supports? Do you like somebody to use a support?
Well, I do like supports. Again, I think whatever works is fine. I don't think there's anything, one particular thing that's better than another. And I have to tell you, I'm a little cynical about all this because generally back pain is frequent, but it almost always gets better. Whatever treatment you happen to be engaged in while you're getting better anyway, they get to take the credit. So I tend to be pretty basic with weightlifting, stretching, strengthening, physical therapy. I don't offer a lot of other treatments for acute back pain or subacute back pain. You know, chronic pain, of course, is a different issue, which you know very much is more of a neurological issue than a soft tissue issue. But as far as the acute soft tissue stuff, I think just good posture biomechanics is still number one.
And what role, if any, does weight play? Because people say, oh, my back has been bothering me. I'm carrying around 5 extra pounds right now. Is that a myth or is that true? When you're a little heavier, if you're not used to that weight, then your back is going to feel this.
I tend to minimize the weight thing. I think it's hard to lose weight. I've also had people lose weight and actually have more back pain because what happens, about 40% of the support of your spine comes from the abdominal muscles around your spine. And when you lose the weight, there's actually less for the muscles to push on. My whole emphasis is on aerobic conditioning and strengthening, because as you get your tissue strong first, then your weight takes care of itself. So I'm actually more into conditioning and strengthening than I am weight loss.
So give some conditioning tips for people listening that they can do for their backs. You know, you mentioned weight training, but that's just a generic, general term. What do you mean by weight training? What do you want them to do? Are bicep curls going to help their back?
I like them to go to the gym. I like them to work out hard to actually burn some calories. I like the Stairmaster a lot because the Stairmaster allows you to work your legs and your pelvis but does not rotate your back very much. It also forces you to work out in a way that you have to keep up with the machine. It really does cause a fairly significant aerobic workout, as well as strengthening your hip muscles and your quadriceps, which of course are important in protecting your back. Then I encourage everybody to use the machines or all the machines, because all the machines protect your back, essentially. There's very, very few machines that really put stress on your back, so I encourage people to use their entire body. So I have very little restrictions in the weight room, but I like an active, hard workout for about 20 to 30 minutes in addition to the aerobic part of the workout. I see very few people that work out at home in a very effective way. I think people feel guilty, about not working out at home when they're supposed to be working out. So I think working out in your home is not that effective. I like the gym.
You like the gym. Now, what about free weights versus the machines? You said the machines tend to take you and guide you through a range of motion. Free weights, not so much. Or can free weights help to balance out those stabilizers and help, you know, increase your core strength and back pain together?
Well, I think it depends how much of an expert weightlifter you are. I think if you're familiar with weights and know how to use free weights, I think it's fine. I think for the average person who's not familiar with the weight room, for at least the first 6 months to start with the machines, then if they want to do the free weights and actually work on the stabilizers and the proprioception and balance, I think that's great. But I would definitely start out for at least 6 months with just the machines.
And what do you think of massage as a way to help alleviate back pain?
I think it's great. I think it does two things. I think it helps the tissues, you know, become more supple, helps the blood supply. But also, as you know, I think a lot in terms of neurological pathways. So I think that the massage sends pleasurable impulses to the brain from the area that's been painful. I'm not into positive thinking, but I'm into substituting positive experiences for pain pathways. So I think massage is excellent.
And in the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Hanscom, your best advice for preventing back pain with physical activity?
Simply avoid repetitive bending over at the waist. Simply just keep your back straight.
Keep your back straight. Be sure and get into the weight room. You know, work out as hard as you can. As Dr. David Hanscom says, you want to make sure to push yourself hard enough or work with somebody who knows what they're doing, because these are the ways to prevent back pain. You're listening to Radio MD, and be sure and like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. You remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD, and train your body, motivate and perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Stay well.